Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're an idiot. That's funny as hell. I couldn't believe that was Marcos's voice. Did that sound like Marcos to you, Solana?
That didn't sound like Marcos to you?
No, that was wild.
Yeah.
Let me hear that voice live, or is that tricked up?
In the world.
That was excellent. Yes, you can watch it on your Ring doorbell or in your milk box if you still get milk delivery.
Yeah, in a box?
From the milkman.
Nice.
That was excellent. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. You know, for Thursday night football at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, they've got BOGO wings. Now, do you know what BOGO is, Marcos?
Absolutely.
All right. Because we did a segment on this
a week or so ago. I agree. Everyone should know it. It should be added to the dictionary.
I agree that everyone does know it. My point was that Publix is the company that made BOGO a knowable acronym.
Nope. Pay less. That's
you know,
I saw
a bunch of people texted that in. I guess that was before my time down here.
Well,
Payless had BOGO shoes?
Apparently.
Payless was before your time?
Yeah, that's why I was very confused by that.
What?
Well, I just, when they do BOGO shoot, I didn't know that Payless still exists, first of all. So yeah.
Does it still? I'm not even sure.
No, well, no, they don't. I think they went under and then they tried to kind of like revitalize themselves and it didn't work. But they did do BOGO shoes. Like their shoes were so affordable. That was their whole thing, Hawk. And I'm just wondering, like before your time here, I mean, Payless has been around for a long time.
They're still around, by the way. You made them out of business, but I just looked it up, and they're still around. They're still around.
Well, they did. Payless went out of business, and like they went bankrupt, I believe, and then they came back, and now there's very limited number of stores. Like it used to be
back in my day when I was a kid, it was Stride Right. You guys ever heard of Stride Right?
Not even.
Wow.
You remember Stride Right or no?
Stride Right?
No. I don't think I ever went to Stride Right, but I remember Stride Right.
Anybody remember Just for Shoes down here?
Ooh,
I mean, that was so popular for a minute, Just for Shoes.
Hmm.
So Payless had BOGO shoes.
BOGO. Yeah.
Well, I know why they went out of business. I mean, you can't just give away shoes willy-nilly. All right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. We're going to get some sports headlines here. Let me just read from you from the Sun Sentinel for those who maybe have been at work today. The hurricane, this is from the Sun Sentinel. Hurricane Ian made landfall on the Florida mainland at 4:35 this afternoon, just south of Punta Gorda. Coming ashore with 145-mile-per-hour winds, the National Hurricane Center said. The storm previously made landfall on the island of Cayo Costa, just off Fort Myers. But when it hit the mainland of Florida, it was just south of Punta Gorda. They say in the Sun Sentinel, the storm swamped vehicles, stranded people in their homes, knocked out power to hundreds of thousands. I think I just saw a push notification, over a million Floridians are without power. It spread across southwest Florida late Wednesday morning and early afternoon, with the storm forecast to grind its way slowly up the peninsula. A two-day ordeal lay in store for Florida, with an arduous rescue and recovery work following in its path. Although the storm's eyewall which contained some of its most powerful winds, had already started to come ashore. Landfall is declared when the center of the eye reaches land. The storm's top winds declined slightly from their 155-mile-per-hour peak, but Ian remained at an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. And let's see, an extreme wind warning was issued for Cape Coral, Boca Grande, Sanibel, and Captiva Islands. And the forecast calls for Ian to remain intact as a hurricane as it crosses the state, a revised prediction that led the Hurricane Center to post hurricane watches and warnings on Florida's central east coast from Sebastian Inlet near Vero Beach up to Flagler County. Ken Graham, director of the National Weather Service, said at a news conference this morning, this is going to be a storm we talk about for years to come. So obviously, we really lucked out here in South Florida. I know there were a couple of tornadoes in Broward County yesterday. There was a possible tornado in Kings Point in Delray Beach near me yesterday. But for the most part, South Florida really was unscathed during this. But our friends up in northern and central Florida are really bearing the brunt, or the grunt, as Solana says, bearing the brunt of a huge monster hurricane. So, man, we're thinking about them. They're going to be dealing with this for the next several hours, and then the cleanup afterwards. I mean, some of the video, we've been sharing some tweets and some video. Some of the video is just jaw-droppingly bad. So hopefully everybody heeded the officials' advice and got out of Dodge. And if they didn't, as the storm passes through, the first responders will be able to respond. So there you go. Let's get sports headlines. Let's shift over to sports. We'll get headlines here with Alejandro Solana, who's in Cincinnati, by the way.
Yeah, I am, Hawk.
What are you going to do tonight? What are you going to do tonight for dinner? Skyline chili?
You know, every Skyline near me, Hawk, closes at 5.
That's not true.
Ten minutes too late.
It just doesn't work that way. That's
how much you want to bet?
That's
how much
a lie.
You want to bet?
The Payless stores close at 5, but Skyline chili does not.
By the way, well, they do, and I could send you a screenshot right now. But Payless did go bankrupt in 2019, and they relaunched as an e-commerce site.
Can you still get the BOGO shoes on their website, or was that in store only?
I believe that was in store only.
All right, fair enough.
Do you want me to send you a picture right now? Every Skyline Chili near me closed at 5, and they reopened tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. Every single
one. Well, you're in like a business district, I'm guessing, right? I mean, most Skylines are open in the evening.
Yeah. I mean, there's one a couple miles away. I'll see. I'll hit up the Skyline. I won't let you down, Hawk. I don't know about tonight, though. I'll see. I'll let you know.
All right.
It's a little cold, too. You know, I don't know about...
Well, I don't think it's going to get any warmer tomorrow.
True.
Yeah, but tonight it will get colder.
All right.
Good news. There's one 45 miles from you that's open till 1 a.m.
I mean, it is right around the corner. What is that, like a $4 Uber ride?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's Ubering up in Cincinnati.
Easy peasy.
All right. So your headlines, they're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. So here's what we know about tomorrow's Miami Dolphins Thursday night football game up here in Cincinnati. Tua Tagovailoa officially.
Is it because you just sent me the screenshot of all the Skylines that are closed near you? Are you on East Coast time? Is it 5:12 there?
Yeah, 5:12.
I would have guessed Cincinnati was Central time.
You know, hold on. Now I have a problem because It was known as the Queen City because it's the Queen of the West due to the arts and all that stuff. That's what they were claiming. It doesn't even go on West Coast time.
West Coast time. It doesn't even go on Central time. Where did you think Cincinnati was?
I have no clue. It's the Queen of the West.
My goodness. All right. What do you have, Solana?
Tua, questionable for tomorrow officially. And a couple other players who are also listed as questionable per the Miami Dolphins' latest injury report. Tron Armstead, Xavien Howard, Jalen Waddle, Brandon Jones, Cedric Wilson, and Raekwon Davis, all questionable, including Tua, tomorrow.
All right, very good. You know how you can watch the game tomorrow?
No idea.
All right. I'll get back to you.
So the Bengals are planning a whiteout tomorrow. So their team is wearing all white. Their end zones will be painted white with black stripes. And the team tweeted out that they want the entire fan base to wear white. I'm taking issue with it because white hot. It's the Miami Heat's thing. You know, like don't try to white hot a Miami team. Save it for another game.
All right. Run that one up the flagpole somewhere. Not here.
Okay. All right, I'll run it up the flagpole.
I don't have time.
And the Dolphins will be wearing aqua. Have you seen what's going viral right now on Dolphins Twitter? People are very upset about what's happening here in Cincinnati. Have you seen this, Hawk?
I don't know. What is
it? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so yet. I'm still stuck on the Payless Shoes site.
So the
imagine
the bar stool,
getting one bear for this price.
Wow. What a deal.
The Barstool Cincinnati Twitter account, it's verified, it's a direct affiliate with Barstool from the University of Cincinnati, UC. They tweeted out video of the Miami Dolphins practicing at the Cincinnati Bearcat Stadium here in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're tweeting out actual practice footage mm-hmm. of the Miami Dolphins. And then they tag the Cincinnati Bengals and they say, got some film for y'all. And Dolphins fans are outraged because, Hawk, I mean, what the hell is going on here? All right, the Bengals have some reconnaissance with the UC Barstool account ahead of tomorrow's game. I mean, this is a big deal. Where's Roger Goodell?
I don't know. I don't know how to respond. I feel like if the Dolphins really wanted a you know, a closed campus, if you will, they would have done that. So I'm imagining that it wasn't anything that secretive.
Well, the video is coming. It looks like a press box from high above, and the stadium is empty. So, I mean, I already contacted the local officials, and I've also contacted the FBI. So, I mean, I'm on it. But I mean, this is a serious, serious issue here ahead of tomorrow's Thursday night football game.
All right, run that one up the flagpole too. I just don't have time.
Okay, yeah, you're not really into any of my antics right now.
No, I gotta get to Mike Cugno. We're 15 minutes into the hour already. The Payless. Somebody says it was BOGO, but it was actually buy one get one half off, not buy one get one free. But then I would take issue that then it wasn't BOGO because the BOGO is the buy one get one. So I don't know. I'm scattered right now.
Okay. The Marlins do play tonight versus Los Mets. That's a 7:10 p.m. start time. And Eric Spoelstra, he's back at practice, or training camp rather, in the Bahamas with the Miami Heat after the birth of his child earlier this week.
Very cool.
Those are your headlines. All right. As far as your weather goes right now in South Florida,
should I tell people one more time? I gave a pretty clear weather update, I thought. Although I didn't do South Florida weather, but should I tell people what we told them in the 2 o'clock hour, the different closures for sports because of Hurricane Ian? We haven't heard anything on the Sunday night football game, right, for Tampa?
No.
That's still
nothing yet.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are supposed to host Kansas City Sunday night in Tampa, so we'll await word if that's actually going to happen or not. East Carolina and USF, we're going to play in Tampa at Raymond James Stadium Saturday. They have moved that game to FAU's home stadium in Boca. That game is going to be played Saturday at 2:30 p.m. UF, you announced it yesterday. They've moved their game against Eastern Washington to Sunday at noon from Saturday, so that gives them a little bit of extra time. FSU football, at the beginning of our show, tweeted out, we remain confident that we'll be able to safely hold Saturday's football game against Wake Forest at its scheduled kickoff time. Let me just see if FSU football, not that I want that in my search history, but let me see if they have updated that at all. Officially announcing the Bowden Society.
I mean, these are just good prices.
I should have run this one up the flagpole, to be honest. I didn't, though. No, they're still good to go for Saturday right now.
All right, and again, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Still raining in South Florida, still So a little dangerous, right, Hawk? Still maybe experiencing some of those squalls.
A couple of squalls and some wind, but really nothing bad. Obviously, just like during any rainstorm, drive carefully and, you know, use your best judgment.
All right, that's your weather.
I mean, it's not like you're rushing to pay less for a BOGO. They don't even have the stores anymore. You got to go online. All right, Mike Cugno is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some Miami Dolphins with him. I'll talk about Life Imaging FLA first, and I've talked about them for well over a year now on this program. And I always say, you know, it is preventative medicine taken to the next level. Life Imaging FLA, you go there to get scanned with an FDA-approved low-dose radiation CT scanner. They try to detect heart disease or cancer before you're showing symptoms. Oftentimes, you're sent for scans because you're already symptomatic. This is before you're showing symptoms. You're finding out a picture of your medical story before you would be asked to take scans, you know, in a usual situation. A lot of people say the worst part of our medical system is that it's always reactive instead of proactive. A lot of people want to be proactive with their health. I'm one of them. I've gone to Life Imaging FLA. I've done the free heart scan, which anyone can do with just a few minimum requirements. I've done the full body scan as well. And anyone can choose to do a full body scan at Life Imaging FLA if you so choose. So call Life Imaging FLA for your free heart scan with just a few minimum requirements from your cell phone. Call pound 250. Just say the keyword free heart scan. That's pound 250 on your cell phone. You'll be prompted for a keyword. You just say free heart scan, and then you're connected to Life Imaging FLA in just seconds. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And we had our fun today, even though we covered some serious topics with the hurricane. But we talked a lot about Dolphins and Bengals. And you're going to get fantasy football tonight because tomorrow night is the game. And the pregame show starts at 4 p.m. So that means Zach and the Nose is coming up tonight after us. So how about that? So very good. Zach and the Nose, a little fantasy football talk for you when we are done here. And by the way, we are done here. Marcos did a fantastic job filling in for Solana or Steven or Jimmy or Danny. I mean, we have so many people, Dan Day, so many people in the bullpen, and we went to Marcos, and he did a fantastic job. So nice job. And he's going to be here tomorrow. Crowder and I are on tomorrow from 2 till 4 p.m., and then you'll have Dolphins pregame starting at 4 p.m. with Alex Dono and Aronde Gadsden. So that is going to do it for us tonight. Everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. Zach in the Nose next. We will speak with you mañana.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.